Okay, well, we've been, you know what, it's so early in the morning, I don't know if I really want to be talking. It's you know when you're thinking, oh, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to be speaking to people. I'm making no sense at all. I had someone calling me before and I was half asleep saying, well, shall I come back from Madrid or shall I stay in Madrid or what do you want me to do? And I'm like, I'm not awake. All these questions. Do what you want. How do you feel? If you want to come back, come back. If not, don't. I'm not awake. Oh dear me. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm not awake. I really am not. I'm here. You know, I'm functioning, barely. I need some tea. Can I have some tea, Pilar, please? Come on. Okay. What about this thing happening? I think this is really really fascinating. This thing, I don't know if I should talk about it or not. I don't want to get into trouble. Shall I talk about it, Pilar? Can I? Okay. There's something happening in Parliament. No names mentioned, but it involves a member of Parliament and a potential Russian spy. A blonde, beautiful, attractive Russian spy. I love these stories. I think this is so fascinating. Maybe it's not true. I'm not going to mention the name of the person. But I just love these stories. It's so like James Bondish, isn't it? I love it. It's really sort of exotic and everything. And well, Pilar's not impressed. But I think it's I love these stories involving the Russians. I think I should stop before I say something I shouldn't. Okay, so that's happening in the news at the moment. What else is happening? I've lost it. I'm looking here at the BBC news page. Oh, the investigation is beginning again, I think. Or at least it's coming to a conclusion about what happened with the Concorde that caught fire in France. And this, for me, is a very fascinating issue. I find the whole... It's very sad. It's very sad. I've been reading it in The Guardian. And it shows that sort of famous photo of where the fuel is leaking and it's caught fire. And it's so tragic. And you think, you know, bloody hell. I feel so awful. It's makes you feel so sad. I mean, on so many levels, it's obviously the people on that plane are going to die. And it's also the end of you know, people who are involved in sort of working on the plane. And it's such a terrible loss from every aspect. And sort of 10 years or so later, we still don't know what happened. This is the sort of the crazy thing about it. And it's a very, very, very sad thing. I know, obviously, you know, human beings are more important than things. But it's also a loss of supersonic flights. And it's like the end of the dream of Britain and France working together on this project. And from so many angles, on so many levels, it's such a tragic loss. And it could be. And again, this is something you have to be careful about what you talk about on these things, because this is a legal issue. So I don't want to sort of talk about what the causes may be, but if it turns out to be what they think it is, what the prosecutors think it is, it could have been avoided. It could so easily have been avoided. And this is why, in a way, I'm in favor of those who say, for goodness sake, you're going crazy with the health and safety. All the, like, I read about coffee mornings where you can't have hot beverages anymore because it's health and safety risk. Or, you know, it's like sometimes you read and you think, are you serious? It's a bit like, you know, you go swimming, but you can't have any water because it's health and safety. That's like silly, obviously, but it's that sort of extreme. You can't do this, or you can, but you have to take away the element. Bobbing for apples, a duck apple, is too dangerous, so try it without water. That's silly. I'm going to continue this. My 5 minutes are up.